5-2 mark, Coach. Unlike the girls, you did play the three games last week. Hardin Central, Linn County, and North Harrison. North Harrison score wasn't quite yet up on Misha, but I'm sure that'll be up here sooner and later. But great week for the boys. You started 2021. I would think hard to find any complaints over the victories that you got last week, Coach. Great job for you and the guys.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great week coming back from Christmas break, you know, being able to play three games and win all three of them.
Yeah, North Harrison, I think, what was that? Did you score 87 points? Was that about the number that I remember from Friday?
84. We scored 84 to 57.
So I think I said on Sports Saturday morning, if you score 84, it's going to be hard to lose games. I know, you know, coaches will stress defense for good reason, but it's an awfully fun night when the ball goes through the hoop as much as it did for the Panthers.
Yeah, the boys played really well. You know, we was able to run a lot of our stuff, and you know, that third and final game, it just seemed for this week really just seemed to focus in the boys and the little things they need to do on offense and defense, and they executed greatly.
We had talked last week about how your last game going into Christmas was Winston, and I wouldn't say that you played poorly, because Winston, you know, they have an ability to make people not play up to their capabilities because they're really good. But you had hoped that coming into January, that playing a team of Winston's caliber on their floor would make you guys better for January, just from the level of competition that the Redbirds give you. It looks like that was the case last week, that playing Winston, and yeah, as we said last week, 69-49, it was a more competitive game than that score might indicate. You did some things well, but you were able to really take some of that momentum of playing a good team and use that to your benefit.
Winston does a great job of, you know, pinpointing your weaknesses as well, so you know, that loss against Winston showed us that we've got to do a better job of our offensive principles and defensive. As you know, we scored more against Winston than any other team has, but at the same time, we allowed Winston to score more points than they had all year. So we knew that we could score the ball. We knew that we needed to run an offense better, and the defense had to get better. So since that game, we've really focused on offensive and defensive principles, and it really showed this last week.
Let's talk about these games just one at a time here, Coach. A week ago, you go to Hardin Central, 65-31 victory. So you held them down well defensively, and you scored the ball well offensively. We talked about the difficulty in just a long road trip down to Hardin for the Panthers. The boys handled everything, it sounds like, Monday really well.
We did a great job of responding. I thought we showed up a little flat, and it was 14-12 after the first quarter. Then we jumped out in the second quarter and exploded for a 23-4 run against them and prevented them from scoring double digits in the fourth quarter as well. So I was very proud of the boys, how they responded after kind of showing up flat and letting their defense do a lot of the work and let that translate to the offensive side.
I think the term I hear all the time is spurtability, that teams just have the ability, if they can get momentum rolling, that they can put 10 points on you in the blink of an eye. Does your team have that ability, Coach? Do you have a boys team that really, if you can get things rolling, that you might have a four-minute spurt to really put somebody behind the eight ball?
We definitely have a great group of guys that can score the ball, and when we get momentum going, we can get really dangerous. So yeah, we can score the ball in a lot in a hurry.
You know, Coach Wells, I talked with him for the last couple of years about this program. They were moving in the right direction, and they'd have some ups and some downs, and I know that kind of frustrated him, because he felt like that the potential was there to be a little bit better than maybe what the record was the last couple of years. What's been the biggest step that these guys have taken with you taking the job this year to just get this ball rolling at the level that it's at right now, Coach?
Just accountability. You know, the boys are holding themselves more accountable day in and day out at practice and in games, and understanding that they do some things good and they do some things bad, and they just hold themselves accountable to get better on every aspect of the game. So that's been the biggest thing so far this year.
How did they play against Linn County? That's usually a tough place to win and a tough place to play. Did they play pretty well down at Purton on Tuesday?
We played okay. I thought we could have played a little better. We had a great start of the third quarter coming out of halftime to kind of push the lead and grow it. I still thought we could have played better, but like you said, Linn County does a great job of providing an environment that is tough to win on, and their boys played really well and forced us to make a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, and coaches aren't going to be in the if you can go on the road, and yeah, I know coaches kind of say this, yeah, you can kind of get nitpicky. We didn't play our best here, and we played well here, but if you can get back on the bus with a win, that's, to me, that's a good road trip.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we play it, play on the road. It's always about trying to come home with a W.
How much of the scoring that you had, 84 points on Friday, Coach, how much of that is just the guys shot the ball really well, and how much of it is that you play at a pace that makes other people uncomfortable, and if you're able to play at that pace, you're able to get better looks? Was it a little bit of both?
It was a little bit of both. We were able to play at a great pace, and we were able to look and run in transition and finish a lot at the rim. I thought our finishing at the rim was very, very good, you know, the other night, and we North Harrison struggled against our pressure and how much we wanted to run with tempo.
Now let's look at this Milan tournament this week. You're playing really well. Three wins last week, and I know this was seeded before you had that 3-win week, so that may be a part of this. But you guys look really dangerous this week as a 5-seed, Coach.
We want to be dangerous coming in. We know that this Milan tournament is a very, very good tournament for full of boys teams. You know, Linn County sitting at the 8th seed. You know, we know they caused us a little problems last week. So we know that 1 through 8, if someone doesn't show up, anybody could be beaten on any given night. So we just want to come in playing our best basketball right now.
Boys have a couple of nights off until you play Novinger Wednesday night at 6:15. They're the 4, you're the 5. This should be a great matchup. What do you know about Novinger traditionally, and what do you feel like are going to be the keys for your boys in that Wednesday night game?
We know they're very strong and athletic. You know, 1 through 5, they got guys who are very strong. They're led by a great senior, and we got to do a very good job of slowing him down. We can't let him get going, or it could be a lot of problems.
Green City would be the potential opponent for Grundy if they can get to the semifinals, and that would be a rematch. Green City got Grundy a month ago. I'm sure, 78-51, the final score. I'm sure, Coach, if you look back at games and you say, man, we didn't play to our capability in that game, is Green City kind of at the top of that list as you look back at the last 8-9 games?
It's definitely at the top. I think all our boys, 1 through 11, all know that, you know, we did not play to our nowhere near our full capability, and you know, that was mainly because Green City did a lot of really good things, and we weren't prepared for it. So, you know, obviously we got to go through Novinger first, but a rematch with Green City would be really fun to see how much we've improved over the last month.
That potential rematch, and, you know, we don't get in the habit of looking ahead too much. I know coaches don't. I occasionally will do that just to kind of keep you folks informed on what the bracket looks like. But that potential semifinal Thursday at 6:15. You got number 2 seed Milan, number 3 seed Marceline, and as Coach kind of mentioned, this is a really balanced tournament. Number 6 seed Putnam County, number 7 seed Brashear, got pretty good teams as well. It should be a fun week over at Milan. First game for Grundy R5 Wednesday, 6:15 against Novinger. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on that week.
Thank you, and thank you for our sponsors.